I am holding in my hands one of the most interesting books I have ever seen. You know how much I love books about Chicago. This book is titled Fares, Chicago Taxicab Portraits. It is the work of two guys. The man who took these photos is named Alan Lee Koss. His friend, who is also sitting here, Perry Casolino, is the person who helped him put this book together. He must be proud to have this book.
Oh, very much so. And thank you for having us here.
Well, my pleasure.
Yeah, thanks.
Alan will be the subject of next Sunday's feature story in the Chicago Tribune. You'll get more about it from that. You drove a cab out of the same garage I drove on North Park, the original Checker
Garage. Piper's Alley.
Yep.
Block long from Wells to North Park.
You drove a cab because you were in school most of the time.
Yes, at that point.
You drove at nights.
Yes.
And all of a sudden at one point, I think it was because you saw a really pretty girl, Alan, and you said, hey, can I take your picture? That's how this whole thing started, isn't it?
Do I have to admit that?
Yes, you do, because, yes.
It's okay to admit that.
There's nothing wrong with that, because there are some very attractive women in the thing.
And he was an attractive guy back then.
Back then, yes.
Weren't we all? Were you surprised, Alan, that most people, as you told me, some said, no, what are you, nuts?
Right.
But most people said, yeah.
Yes.
And they would pose for you. That's one of the things about the book, is they are not shy in here. And they are.
That's their volition, yes. I didn't know direction. There are two points of that essay that I stressed. Mm-hmm. If they couldn't think of anything to do, and I asked them to get out the money, show money, or if they had any photographs, to show photographs. So we've got some great pictures of the people holding their own memories, photographs.
Picture of you in here, too.
Oh, yeah. That's you talking to me picture.
You can see. From the famous Taxi Driver movie. The book is available at Blurb. I'm going to hope, and when I write about it, try to get it into regular bookstores. Bookstores are sometimes reluctant to carry self-published books. But, Perry, how did you get involved in this? You are a guy who is... done a number of books, mostly about Chicago.
Right. I've collected Chicago photography for 25 years. So I met Alan actually on eBay. He was selling some of his photos of Maxwell Street on eBay. And then I tracked him down. You know, kind of communicate on eBay. I went on his website. And, you know, once I met with him, and, you know, you go to his house, and he doesn't have a regular house like a living room, a dining room. He's got like file cabinets and flat files.
I was there Friday.
Boxes of photos. I'm like, this is a gold mine.
And you have others in storage too, don't you?
Yes, I have
he's got a whole storage container. Big public storage.
Yeah. He's done, as you know, Perry, a lot of stuff about the civil rights movement, a lot of other subjects. What was it about the taxicab photos that really grabbed you?
Well, they grabbed me because they were the faces of Chicago from the 70s and 80s. Yeah. I mean, it's all these, you know, hard scrabble kind of character faces, workers, ladies of the night, kids, you know, rich ladies. He had regulars. He had, you know, and there were night people. You get people that are partying and people New Year's Eve. And there were a lot of pictures of people passed out, and he was adamant, like, they didn't give consent. We can't print that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we didn't do that kind of thing. But he wanted to do this project for the longest time.
Well, you told me that it was early on in the 70s, you had this notion of trying to get a book of the faces published, and I'm thinking, God, publishers were idiotic not to do this.
Yeah.
I think there's something.
A lot of university presses.
Yeah. What did they tell you? When they turned you down, Alan, what would they say?
I'm not sure. It was just a straight out rejection.
Really?
I'm quite surprised. Yeah. But the project started in 1977.
Right.
So for sure, and lasted 10 years until Checker cabs were no longer allowed on the street.
Yeah.
So that great disappointment if people don't know what a Checker taxi is.
He's got one on his arm now.
Little square
tank.
There's
a video going on.
Oh, yeah.
There,
square tank.
You can see it YouTube.
But it's a great studio.
Perry Castellino, why do you think a book like this originally got rejected? Because it was, you know, one of the things in here, one of the pictures in the book is of Studs Terkel, my old friend, and his wife, Ida.
Right.
And Studs was sometimes accused of, oh, he only writes about these ordinary people. I don't think anybody's ordinary, never have. I think there's something distinctive about all these people, and I think you're right, Perry, that seeing these faces gives you a sense of this city in the 70s and 80s.
But also gives you a sense of what Allen wanted to photograph, too, what caught his eye.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's as much about him as it is about the people in the book and what he thought of what to photograph.
Well, yeah.
And this is, we're just scratching the surface of his body of work.
There are thousands, yeah.
Yeah.
How many photos do you have, do you think, you took in the backseat of that cab?
No, I think I only have about 300 portraits. Yeah, sometimes, you know, might have been a year where I didn't photograph for whatever reason.
I think, Perry, you've seen it, too. I think the body of his work is really pretty amazing. I think it is a incredible documentary of Chicago in his time.
And he's got great street photography, great event photography, protests.
Yeah.
One of the photos I bought was of gang graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to live in Wicker Park, and that was a pretty rough neighborhood back in the 70s and 80s. And you see these beautiful million-dollar houses. Well, they used to have graffiti all over them.
Oh, no question.
You know.
No question. You become friends with Allen, have you not?
Yes.
What did you think when you first met this guy when he said, I want to put together a book for you?
I was overjoyed.
Yeah.
Overjoyed. Yeah, because he has a lot of experience. He's published several books.
How many?
On Blurb.
Probably six or seven books, but I used to publish all our catalogs for the gallery that I ran with Tony Fitzpatrick.
Adventureland, yeah.
Yeah, Adventureland on Blurb, too. And all that stuff is available.
Don't you think that this book, and I'll make the case, first of all, I think that this book and the portraits in it deserve a place in a gallery, whether it's a gallery at the Cultural Center.
Which is what I want.
Yeah. Yeah, and which I think would be good. Perry, what are your thoughts on that?
I think he's gallery quality.
Yeah.
You know, I think people will be moved by it. People love the human face. And
sure.
These are such interesting faces. And when we put the book together, we kind of paired the pages off with similar people. So you can kind of look at, you know, one guy, and there's another guy like him, you know.
Well, there are a couple of Halloween pairs that are really spooky. It's like the spookiest Halloween I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Blurb is what? Describe Blurb for people out there.
Blurb is a self-publishing company. They do very high-quality printing of books, and they're pretty expensive, too. So it's not really practical for bookstores to use it. But it's kind of a last resort when you can't get anybody to publish you.
Yeah.
You self-publish, and then you promote on your own.
And you go to blurb.com.
Blurb.com. You know.
Go ahead, Alan.
Blurb.com, and that's for the hardcover. But the softcover is also on Amazon.
Oh,
and that, yeah, and you could easily search that. Just put the title, Chicago
Taxi Cab Portraits. Fares
exactly.
Is the title.
Fares,
F-A-R-E-S.
Yeah. Fares, people who pay with money.
This is interesting, too, this supplement.
The supplement, yeah.
Yeah, we put that together real quick.
It's color.
This is great, too, you guys. We're going to take a break and come back with Alan Lee Koss and Perry Castellino, again, Studs again in here, to talk more about this book. You can go to blurb.com.
And Amazon.
Put in also Perry Castellino, Casalino, to see these many books. I'm looking at his gathering of the famous photographer named Charles Childs, his gathering of his shots of architectural kind of shots of Chicago.
Yeah, back from before 1910.
You know, and you said when you came in here that, you know, many people are not interested in old Chicago. I think there are a lot of people who really are. We'll be back. Alan Lee Koss in the 70s and 80s drove a cab out of the same Old Town Garage that I drove a cab. We never knew each other at the time, but I certainly know him now because his work is collected in Fares, Chicago Taxi Cab Portraits, an amazingly compelling book that you can find at blurb.com. You can also find a portion of the book, this thing, this supplement.
No,
right?
the
Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon.
The softcover book is on Amazon.
Okay. You can buy the softcover.
That's not out. That doesn't have an ISBN number.
Well, and Perry Casalino, who is an experienced publisher and a real estate mogul and friend of Tony Fitzpatrick's. He's one of the leading collectors of Tony Fitzpatrick's artwork, as am I. helped Alan get this book published, and they have become friends, and they have great ambitions for the book. One of mine, I'm writing about it for next Sunday in the Tribune, one of my ambitions for the book, and I have no stake in any of this, is to see it used as a show, perhaps at the Chicago Cultural Center, because I think to see some of these faces. Can you imagine? I mean, think about it, fellas. Perry, too. You know, in one of the gallery spaces at the Cultural Center, to see a number of these faces just staring at you from the wall would be amazing.
Well, I would love to get them printed. You know, we can get a high-quality printer. We did research into that. And get them printed life-size. I think that would really resonate with
me.
It would
be like Avedon's.
Yeah.
American Western.
Now, you had a run-in with Avedon. You knew Avedon.
Yeah, you know, I met him and showed him the book idea, the project, and he liked
early
it.
Early on.
Early on, yeah, and he liked it. So that was encouragement. But then when I asked him to write a blurb for the book.
He said, get lost.
Yeah, only use my name, which is understandable. No problem.
Alan, let me ask you, given your relationship with Perry and given these fabulous things between covers, do you think of yourself, I'm going to ask you later, Perry, because I know what your answer is going to be. Do you think of yourself as an artist?
An artist. Well, I would say yes, because I started out doing a lot of pop art in the early 60s. And I make custom frames. That is art, because those are all unique.
Sure.
Uniquely painted or designed. I make them out of rust or bottle caps. And
for much of your life, you were took care of buildings, right?
Yes.
What was that job?
That was my money job.
You're like a maintenance guy.
Yeah.
In a lot of buildings.
Yeah.
Lived
I
in
still,
a bunch.
Still have one that I look out for.
Oh, that's great.
Sure.
And you stayed were in college for how long?
I don't know.
Yeah,
10 till I got the draft notice.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's why I was in there.
Sir, there are a million people out there who share that. That's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Okay.
At all. You see, Perry, you think there may be, and I've been in his apartment too. I've never been to the storage locker, but there are more books in this man, don't
you
think? Oh,
yeah. I've just scratched the surface.
Great. Yeah, I have them all laid out already, the ideas. Now, doing it is going to take Perry.
And that's the thing. It's got to come from Alan. He's got to say, look, I want to do a book on protests. Riots or whatever he's photographed, you know, gang graffiti. And then I'll be able to put it together and make it look like, you know, a presentable book.
Sure. As an artist, what draw – I can understand – your eye being drawn to the people in the back of your cab.
Mm-hmm.
When I was driving a cab, I wanted to be a writer. I would turn around and someone would say, "Yeah, take me to the Board of Trade building," and I'd try to be very, very nice and go, "Yo, why are you going to the Board of Trade building?" hoping to get stories. Uh-huh. And 99% of the time, they'd say, "Shut up and drive." Shut up and drive.
Uh-huh.
These people. And I find it so intriguing. These people opened up to you in a way that a face can open up. They can smile. Some don't smile, but
right. Most
of them did.
Yes.
Yes. What a great interview. Yes, Rick. Yes, Rick. You're right.
A lot of them did smile, but there was, you know, there's a lot of pain and a lot of bad stories in some of these people's faces.
One of the
well.
Other things as a writer. You look at these faces and you say, wow, I wonder what the story is with this guy. You never did that, did you?
No, I didn't. No, I was not a reporter and I was not on assignment.
Yeah.
And so I did talk to the people, but I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember a lot of stories.
But that was never part of the
no,
whole
it was
process.
Not part of the
never,
project.
I'm going to get this face, find out where this person's going, find out if they killed their mother or whatever they did.
That may be a lot of reasons publishers would reject it, because they do want stories.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. What's been the reception from the people other than me who have seen this book?
Great majority love it. Just the singer you had previously.
It's remarkable how many people have recognized people in these photos.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Tony recognized three or four people. Yeah. I showed it to, you know, a lot of my, you know, friends, and they're like, oh, I know this person. Uh-huh. In fact, my neighbor actually identified one of the photos, yeah, and we put the guy's name on there. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I know him.
I have names of about 10 people in there.
Yeah, he didn't know a lot of the names.
It's pretty amazing because this is almost 50 years ago that you started this whole project.
Yeah, right. But we're not that young anymore either.
No, certainly he and I aren't. Yeah. There's some famous people in the book. There's a guy named Studs Terkel and his wife Ida, who you just randomly picked up.
Exactly.
You have become a fan. You became, maybe you were then.
No, I used to wake up at 10. The alarm was set for 10 o'clock in the morning to pick up Studs' program on WFMT.
And so, you could do that because you
work nights. Yeah, that's when I woke up in the morning.
And there's a picture of Ray Nordstrand, who used to run WFMT.
Uh-huh.
And there's a picture of Eddie Belchowski in there. Tell people who Eddie Belchowski was.
Well, he was
aside from being one of my mother's drinking buddies, who was he?
he was a street buddy of mine. But his history was that he was in the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, which is American volunteers, who went to Spain to fight against the fascists, mm-hmm, in 1936. And in that battle, he lost his right hand. And he was a pianist prior, so he ended up still playing the piano. Very well, with the left hand.
And what else he was an artist.
Yes, he made a lot of drawings. I have some of his drawings, yeah. He was a very Algernesque character, and that's what I consider the character of the book is Algernesque, Nelson Algren. Yeah.
You think you would have any joy now driving a cab?
No.
The
world has changed, and the nature of the business. It's not a real job, and it has no status, and it's a gig. What they're doing?
Yeah, it's Uber now.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you at the time? Because I was. Were you at the time proud to drive a cab?
I think so. I thought of it as a real job. Of course, when we started, there was a punch clock.
You got 42.5% of the meter.
Mm-hmm.
You kept all your tips. Checker paid for gas. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Yeah. And Checker paid for all maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And that was your career. For, mm-hmm, you know, a few years, it was my career.
Oh.
And I didn't have a camera, though. Who gave you your first camera? Who gave you that camera? Your dad gave you your first.
My dad gave it to me. And as soon as I had it, I started taking pictures around the house. It's sort of an intuitive process. I don't know what that psychology is.
Do you know why your dad gave you a camera?
No, he didn't need it anymore, I guess.
Wow.
He had it, yeah. He wasn't a photographer.
What did your dad do?
He just happened to have one. He was manager at Sears of a particular woman's department.
You grew up on the southwest side, right?
Yes. Past Midway Airport, yes. So used to go look at the airplanes there and see a couple plane crashes.
Kelly High School?
Yes.
Interesting.
And
did you
Archer Avenue bus.
The Archer Avenue bus. To everywhere.
Downtown.
To everywhere.
Yeah.
Perry, what you've done, I think, is a great thing, Perry Casolino, this guy and other people.
Yeah, I agree. I'd still be languishing without him.
I always love finding people who didn't really think they were artists, but they are.
Yeah.
And this is about the third time I've found somebody that's, you know, worthy of being a book.
Yeah. Did you guys try to go to a conventional publisher? Did you, Perry?
I tried years ago to get stuff published. I met with a half a dozen publishers, and you know, I have a day job. I don't have time to get rejected over and over again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard.
I mean, in order for someone to publish, a conventional publisher who could publish fairs, you need to have some vision. You need to have some vision. I mean, I think it's fantastic. Fantastic book that deserves a show, that deserves perhaps a conventional publisher coming in and buying the rights and saying, okay, I can sell this book for $30 or whatever.
That would be fine, yes.
Now that you've done this book, do you want to do more?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, let me put it to you. We've seen your stuff. Perry and I have seen your stuff. What's your next book going to be about?
I think the one that's very viable, it's called The Placard Bearers, those peoples with
protest
signs. Yeah, and that would be First Amendment and civil rights.
That's great.
Yeah.
You, Alan Lee Kosser, are an interesting man, and you got a cool apartment, too. It's kind of a mess. But
No, it's pretty organized.
No, it's pretty
organized. He knows where everything is. It's amazing.
I know,
but you can barely move.
Well, you can't move, but he knows where everything is.
Perry Castellino, it's great to meet you, and I admire what you're doing.
All right, thanks for having me on.
I admire what you're doing. Next Sunday in your Chicago Tribune, you can read all about it and get some beautiful pictures. And I'm on for a half hour again next Sunday. So I will see you then.